In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Psychologists tell us that a sign of maturity is what they call a solidarity of conviction in what you have been taught. This is something that they also might describe in this way, where a person can publicly affirm, this is the way things are, and this is the way things work. Such a person who can look at the world around him and say such a thing is a person who has a firm sense of who he is, of his identity, and therefore has a sense of comfort in the world in which he lives. Psychologists go on to tell us that only when this happens is there the possibility for joy, true joy, mature joy, and therefore the possibility for celebration. Now, most of you know that Paul's letter to the Philippians is sometimes called the Epistle of Joy. Just now we heard last Sunday's epistle lesson, in which Paul begins his letter by saying that he prays for the Philippians with joy. And next Sunday in the epistle lesson, at the very end of this epistle, we will pause in the middle of Advent, in that Sunday in which we rejoice, and we will hear Paul say again to the Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Now, why would Paul pray for the Philippians with joy, especially since he's locked up in prison and has no idea what's going to happen in the future? Why isn't he bitter about his captivity or about the persecution that the saints in Philippi seem to be experiencing, or even outraged at the state of their debt? They are deeply in debt. They are poverty-stricken. Why doesn't he express that? It would be so easy for him to complain about his condition, about theirs. But instead, he prays for the Philippians with joy, and he encourages them to join him in this rejoicing. Now, if a psychologist saw this, would he say that Paul is, in fact, losing his grip on reality? Or is this, from their perspective and then perhaps from ours, a sign of maturity? A solidarity of conviction that Paul knows who he is. He knows what he believes. And he can encourage the Philippians to join him in rejoicing, precisely because he embraces in his own person the very gospel he preaches. Paul prays for the Philippians with joy because they share his convictions. They believe what he believes. They confess what he confesses. He calls it fellowship in the gospel. And it is this solidarity of conviction that gives Paul great confidence that when the day of the Lord comes, they will meet Jesus and his angels with joy. But what is this gospel? This gospel that creates fellowship between Paul and the saints in Philippi, even in the midst of persecution. Well, Paul's greeting to them sums it up completely. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is God's grace because it is good news. Good news that God the Father has sent Christ, his Son, to bring us into a space of the new creation in which we now stand, right here, right now. And that space, that new creation, is where God is making all things right through the word of his presence. And why can Jesus Christ do this? Because he first made all things right in a world that had gone wrong. As Paul says, by humbling himself and becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Grace is where we begin with God, because with Paul and the saints in Philippi, we are fellow partakers of that grace by baptism. And grace is what we need, especially when things go wrong in our lives, especially when we are in chains. But the gospel of peace is also a gospel that Paul speaks about in that opening greeting. And that means, first and foremost, the absence of war between us and our enemies. Even though we may feel assaulted on every side, God in Christ has waged an apocalyptic war on our behalf. And he's waged it against powers outside of us, real powers, the elemental powers of the universe, things like sin and death and the devil. Powers that would obliterate us if we didn't have Christ as our great warrior to wage this battle on our behalf. And so this peace that Christ has won for us, this peace which passes all understanding, gives us shalom, health, and wholeness, precisely because we confess Christ, precisely because we stand before the world and we say, this is our identity, this is who we are, that we are Christ's very own. With Paul, and with those saints in Philippi, and in every place where people gather around the gifts of his grace, we stand in solidarity of conviction, despite chains of imprisonment or persecution or debt or any other human calamity. This Sunday, come to a place where we celebrate our Lord's advent in his body and blood, and there with joy join the saints everywhere, so that he who has begun this good work in you may bring it to completion at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.